Panassi Kokkinakis will rocket more than 200 places up the rankings, despite falling just short of winning his first ATP Tour final in Mexico. Kokkinakis is expected to move up to number 225 in the world. And Mick Fanning is toying with the idea of retiring from surfing, which would rule him out of Tokyo's 2020 Olympics. It's sunny but windy in Sydney with a top of 18 degrees. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
There's nothing better for a big breakfast than a gigantic bowl of sports, lads.
Bar on, TK.
And there's only one place to get it, the big sports breakfast. Get a server.
I am, TK, I am.
Chock-a-block with nutritious sports news, personalities and opinions, filling you up for the day ahead.
Every morning from 5:30.
That's right, Slats. Every morning from 5:30, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Pour the big sports breakfast into your ears. Go on. Eat sport for brekkie.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase any LG, Samsung, F&P or Hitachi fridge and get it delivered plus the packaging in the old fridge taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in-store or binglee.com.au for details.
Want to see the Wallabies take on the All Blacks? For your chance to win one of two Bledisloe Cup double passes to the fully catered Tabcorp corporate box at ANZ, turn on the Big Sports Breakfast from 5:30 a.m. weekdays.
Every time a jockey jumps aboard a horse, their bravery, dedication and passion is unquestionable. Sky Sports Radio supports the National Jockeys Trust, helping those facing financial difficulty. When you back your next winner, go to njt.org.au to donate. On Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader, today's Scratchings.
And good morning, everyone. Sean Cosgrove with you. We're going to take a look at Scratchings, first of all, today from Forbes, the big meeting there. The weather was overcast and the rail true, and we've got a soft six. There's a total of 35 of them out. Now, no late ones. Race one, take out five, 13 blacks, seven onto the one, 10 Ruletta, 11 Evie Smith, 12 Nakoni Bay, and 14 Harry's Call, 5, 7, 10, 11, 12, and 14. Second event, scratch six, Ricotorio, 9, Siobhan, 13, Rise Me Up, and 18, Pandora, 6, 9, 13, 18. Third, put out 13, Sexy Missile, 15, Super Savvy, and 17, The Truck, 13, 15, 17. Race 4, scratch 2, Stromlo, 6, Thin Ice, 11, Moral 2, and 18, Hoffer Express, 2, 6, 11, 18. Race 5, you can put out 3, Media Vita, number 7, Taking Liberties, 10, Sugar Lane, 11, Venus Amoris, 13, Golden Twist, and 14, Nipper's Destiny, 3, 7, 10, 11, 13, 14. The 6th, put out 2, Mr. Marmalade, 5, Dubali, 10, Mar Nero, 13, Naoko, and 17, Eskimo King, 2, 5, 10, 13, 17. Race 7, put a line through 3, Miami Dade, 6, Lunar Spin, 8, Oh So Unfair, 10, Go Get 'em, 3, 6, 8, and 10. Race 8, put a line through 4, Moss My Name, 6, Velknut, and 9, Mini Mahal, 4, 6, and 9. Now, late riders, we've got a few here. In the first, 15, Miss Whistler is Greg Ryan. 16, Sylvia Jean, Alan Chow. In race 2, 17, Prussian Flyer, Alan Chow. Third event, 16, Curious As, Casey Chater. The fourth, 13, Destiny's Joker, Chelsea Yings. 15, Heroes, Anthony Cavallo. 16, Calibrium, Daniel Pittermack. And race 6, 1, Imperius, Andrew Banks. 7, John Donon, Matthew Cale. 18, Colonial Rain, Jean Van Overmeyer. And race 8, 12, Flying by Rachel Murray. Leader rider in the 4th for 17, He'd Be Friendly. No rider there. So overcast, rail true, and a soft 6 for the big meeting at Forbes today. In Victoria, they're racing at Swan Hill, and the weather is overcast. The rain out 3.5 metres, 9.50 to the 400, 3 metres, 1900 to the 1600. True the remainder. Penetrometer 6.8, it's a heavy 9. 31 of them out there today at Swan Hill, and there are no late ones. Race 1, pull out 5, Castano Mill, and 7, Love in Vain, 5 and 7. Second event, scratch 10, turn down for what? 11, Sansi's Diamond, 12, 2 Excelsior, 13, Bank on This, 14, Flash, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. The fourth, you can take out 4-Hour Smoothie, 6, Strike Fast, 11, Sea Spring, 15, My Boy Greg, and 16, Swift Kitty. 4, 6, 11, 15, 16. Race 5, take out 1 Aloof, 8 Divine Way, 11 Southern Strategy, 12 Written Letter, and 15 Yurong Baojun. 1, 8, 11, 12, 15. Race 6, put out 3 Daffy Ducks and 9 Jester Halo, 3 and 9. 7th, take out 1 Hara Sun, 5 Hero Master, and 12 Rainy in Paris, 1, 5 and 12. Race 8, scratch 12, Welcome Striker, and 14 Ventura Highway, 12 and 14. The 9th, put out 1 Dakota, 10 Rustic Debutante, 13 God's Tiller, 1, 10, 13. At race 10, put a line through 3 Unshackled, 5 Mr. Cooley, 14 Ron's Gift, and 15 Bell West. A couple of riders for you. In the second one, Bushy Leach's Lachlan King, 9 Seb Fire, Damien Lane, and 16 Belle Verne, Lucinda Doot. Race 5, 9 Galea, Chelsea McFarlane, 14 Smoke and Coney, Lachlan King. Race 6, 7 Secret Profits, Damien Lane. Race 7, 9 True Kisses, also Damien Lane. The 9th, 15, Monsieur Pierre, Lachlan King. And race 10, 15, Rule of Three, Fabian Alessi. So overcast and a heavy 9 for the meeting today at Swan Hill. Finally, Darwin Cup Day today. They race on the sand. The rail never moves up there and a total of 20 of them out. Now, race 1, put out 1 Bancroft and 4 Gran Castano, 1 and 4. Second event, put out 1 Moot, number 1. Third, scratch 1 Nococo and 3 Sky Muster, 1 and 3. Race 4, put out 4 Breathe Free and 7 Bengali, 4 and 7. Fifth event, take out 4 Cadman and 14 Rakitiki, 4 and 14. The 6th, put out 8 Murphy, 14 God Forbid and 15th Favourite, 8, 14, 15. Race 7, put a line through 13 So Poised and 14 My Words of the Bird, 13 and 14. The 8th, take out 2 Inward, 6 Girl Happy and 15 Precursor, 2, 6, 15. At race 9, 13 Folk Tales, 14 Flying Tormenta, 15 Electric Crimson. Don't get a run in the Cup, 13, 14, 15. Darwin Cup Day, we'll be covering that today, of course, as well. It is 11 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio. We're going to look at the meeting today at Forbes. And Mick Wallace is joining us now. Morning, Mick, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks, Sean.
That's good. How's the weather been out there today at Forbes?
Well, it's a little bit overcast. There has been rain here during the week, and the track's drying out a touch. You wouldn't want too much more rain, though.
All right. All in all, looks good for the day?
Yeah, I think so. It's a great carnival, and the Calcutta cutter went off brilliantly last night. Cole Hodges' Phantom Call was fantastic. Very much enjoyed it. He was tipping Zalu to go back-to-back in the big one.
All right, well, we'll look at the first today, put out the scratchings we just did, 5, 7, 10, 11, 12, and 14. Now here, let's have a look and see. We've got race 1, number 2, Flux Capacitor, 2 even, 6, DARPRA, 5.50, 9, Orithynia is $7, number 3, Lip and Leo, 8.50, 4, Nanpop, 9, then 10 or better.
I've got the favourite on top here. I like his chances today, just not overly keen on the price. Numbers are 2, 9, 3, and 6, Flux Capacitor, former Victorian, had its first run in this state at Warren. That was back on the 25th of July. Finished fifth there, had every chance, was beaten around 5.8 lengths by Dynamite Dan. Showed good speed out of the gates, was able to get across, sit outside the leader, and appeared to be travelling okay, and was a little bit plain in the run to the line. He did look that day as if he would need the run and he would come on with race fitness. I just thought today, if he can overcome that wide draw, I get the feeling that this might have been the plan. Barry Malloy training here at Forbes, he might have been setting his horse to win second up today. A 9, which is Aritia, trialled nicely at Cowra, finished fifth in that trial behind Sovereign Air, was only under moderate pressure in the straight. A 3, Leaping Leo, finished ahead of Flux Capacitor in that same race at Warren last time. And the performance that Leaping Leo turned in was far superior to that of the favourite, so it's probably the value in the race. And 6, DARPRA, got back and closed off wide and late on the track there at Dubbo last time in that trial won by Richard the First, formerly trained by Brett Thompson, now with Darl Lund. I'm sure anything this horse does today will certainly be improving upon. Not an overly strong affair, the first. Numbers are 2, 9, 3 and 6.
6, 9, 13, 18 out of race 2. Now here, 3, Kenneth is 2.30. Number 10, Del Don, 3.70. 4, Amateur Achiever is $9. 7, See the Sun at 12. Then with 16 or longer.
Selections here in this second event are 3, 4, 10 and 11. Going with Kenneth here, was placed third in the Silver Goblet at Dubbo 2 starts back after covering plenty of additional ground, and then was able to find the top at Warren, led them up, stuck on OK, was gathered in late by Bonsley, who looks to be a pretty smart horse. That was over the 1,250 metres, goes up to 1,300 metres today, and I just think this horse might be able to once again find the lead and prove very hard to catch. Or I'm an Achiever. I really like the only trial, went third to Sovereign Hair at Cowra, coasted in that placing under no real pressure, was scratched the other day from Goulburn in preference for this. A 10, which is at Del Don, a 16-start maiden who's shown some ability down in Victoria, failed at Ballarat over the mile last time. That was only a touch over a month ago, so should be maintaining some residual fitness from that Victorian campaign. Better suited here back to the 1,300 metres today, Barrier 1 and Greg Ryan. 11, Love and Desire, I thought might be the best of the rest. I like the way she closed off from the back at Wagga over the 1,200 metres last start on a heavy 9. So just repeating those numbers in race 2, 3, 4, 10 and 11.
Now 13, 15, 17 come out of the third. 14, True Worth, 2 even. 7, Direct Quote, $6. 9, My Dinky Bride, 7. Now 5, Basharaj, 10. 12, Red Pegasus, 13. After that, 16 or better.
I've got the favourite on top, 14, True Worth. Numbers 14, 9, 7 and 12. I made this horse a black booker after it's a first up run, went placed third at Dubbo with a little bit disappointing second up. I turned up at Wodonga last start over the 1,400 metres on a heavy 8 surface. That was on the 22nd of July and was caught off the track and kept on finding the line. It was a good effort to finish fourth. This isn't overly strong, and I think up to the mile today, True Worth gets its chance to break through. A 9, My Dinky Bright, led into the home straight before finishing third behind More Than a Right over the mile at Dubbo last time. Should be able to make its own luck. A 7, Direct Quote, was extremely unlucky at Wellington 2 starts back and had to be chased up to hold a position on a track that favoured leaders at Warren last time and just didn't have that much left for the finish. Barrier 1 and Greg Ryan has to go in the numbers. A 12, Red Pegasus, she's building nicely. Really caught the eye when 6, beaten 2.7 lengths in that same race won by More Than All Right at Dubbo last time. If the back markers are getting into the finish, I'd certainly be including her in all of your multiples. 14, 9, 7 and 12 in race 3.
2, 6, 11, 18 out of the next, the fourth one, No Escape, is 260. 3, Bernie's Desert or Dessert is 290. Now 4, Rita Beale, 650. 10, Fairy Fragments is 10. Then 15 or better.
Now this is a race I could possibly rejig my numbers a little closer to start, so I wasn't overly confident here. Our numbers are 1, 3, 4 and 12. I think No Escape probably has the best form on the board. I did manage to win one of those provincial and country maiden handicaps at Gosford back in December of last year. Form since has been okay. It was 4 lengths from the winner, Ajani, at Gosford in a Class 2 last time. I'm a little bit worried as to where this fellow might get to in the run with his 61.5 kilos. But if he can reproduce that form that he showed in December last year, he'd certainly take some stopping here. 3, Bernie Desert. Looks to have come back in good order, has been placed at each of his runs this time in, a nice placing first up at Wellington, and then again, very good, finishing third behind Bold Street Cat at Dubbo last time. It'll probably roll forward and sit in the first few and be hard to hold out. 4, Rita Beale, was 1,200 metres up to the mile last time at Wagga and only plugged to the line. Back to the 1,400 metres today looks one of the main chances. And 12, Queen's Charity. She was a little bit tame late at Dubbo last time behind Spotty Socks after showing good speed. Previous form was satisfactory. So 1, 3, 4 and 12 in race number 4.
3, 7, 10, 11, 13, 14 out of race 5. 1, Molasses, 340. Number 5, Repentant, 360. 2, Notre Rev, 370. 6, Rising King is $6. 8, Northern Myth is 10. 4, Bernardini is 12. And then 18 or longer.
Yeah, pretty keen on Molasses today. I think this horse has above average ability. This 5-year-old, who's only had the 5 race starts for 2 wins and a minor placing, was super impressive when resuming at Dubbo, first up for 145 days. He got a long way out of his ground and really motored late to gather in Cedar's Rocket. If he can overcome the awkward draw here on his home track today, I think he'll be winning again. 5, Repentant might be the main danger. Led first up when finishing 4th at Dubbo behind Cockles. That was over the 1,140 metres back on the 21st of July. With further fitness on its side, It'll be hard to run down. Last preparation recorded back-to-back victories at Nowra and Scone on soft surfaces. Two Notre Reed, led and won at Nowra, first up from a spell, and then again was on the speed when racing on the Acton track last time, when gunned down by Lord Denman late in the piece. Should be right there somewhere. And 12 Balesi has been very disappointing recently. Don't like the cut out of the ground. On old form would be competitive. 1, 5, 2, and 12.
Put out 2, 5, 10, 13, 17 from race 6. Now, number 16, Sagittarian, 250. 6, Hanging with Willie, and 14, Money Ad, both 750. 11, Verbal, is a $9 pop. 8, Oh, What a Thief, is 10. 9, Kujitsi, is 11. Then we go to $13 for 7, John Donon. 18, Colonial Reign, 16. 4, Destined to Wind, is 18. Then 1, Imperious, 19. 26 or better after that.
Really tough race, this. I've gone a little wide. I've put 4, Destined to Win on top, over 16, 7 and 3. Destined to Win has had the benefit of that first up run there on the Acton track. Finished 8 feet and 5.2 lengths. Was doing its best work late in that race won by Gentle Annie. A second up today, the second up winner in the past, Cody Nestor takes the ride. Does have a bad gait, but I suspect this horse will really relish getting out to the 1,400 metres today. 16, which is Sagittarian, turned in an eye-catching run at Wellington first up before appearing to have every chance at Warren last time when beaten 1.7 lengths by Super Chase. That horse has since come out and won again, so the form looks okay. It was a bit one-paced that day. Should be ready to peak third run back. 7, John Denon. This bloke's been around for a while. Recent form's been poor, but may get conditions to suit today. Should be able to race a little handier to them from the good draw. Greg Ryan goes on. And 3, Cuban Laps, with 3 wide no cover on speed last time, behind a Happy Go Plucky. Dropped right out there. I think that was a complete forgive run. 4, 16, 7, and 3 in race number 6.
All right, the Cup, the Bankstown Sports Club Forbes Cup. Now we put out 3, 6, 8, and 10. Now, 1, Lacura, is $2.80. 7, Gentleman Max, $5. Number 4, Something Borrowed, $6.50. 12, King Ton, $7.50. 2, Our Sarastro, $9. Number 9, Zalu, at $10. 5, Uncle Sugar, $11. 11, Letchworth, is a $19 pop. 13, Lahan, $26. 14, Kentucky Data, $34. And 15, Samokosho, is also $34.
Really good race. A very even race. I thought there was probably 6 or 7 winning chances. You can't put them all in. My numbers are 4, 2, 1, and 7. I've got Something Borrowed on top. The most recent run at Hawkesbury in a benchmark 70 out of the 1,800 metres was sound without being anything flash. Chased home Manhattan Sun that day. Does like the thing out of the ground. And if it can just get a nice run, you know, a tad worse than midfield, this horse certainly does have a very good turn of foot. I did win the Dubbo heat of the country championships last year. I'm not sure he's going as well this time, but I think he can win the race if it's run to suit. 2 hours, Sarastro was a very tidy winner of the Cattlemen's Cup at Warren last time. Found the front, was left alone, and was much too strong. On pace is worse suited that day. Gets up to the 1,600 metres, which is his pet distance, and he'll be very hard to get past. 1, which is that Lacura, certainly ticks all the boxes. The only knock on this horse, I suppose, is the weight. He's being asked to carry 62 kilos, but did carry 61 kilos last start when braining his rivals at Naranja after leading throughout. And 7, Gentleman Max, was second at Wagga last time behind Baby Don't Cry. That was a really good effort. It was 4 wide no cover on speed and toughed it out well. After today, this horse will have had 6 runs in a month. So a very durable type, and it looks one of the leading hopes. 4, 2, 1, and 7 in the Cup.
Righto, 4, 6, and 9 come out of the final event race 8. 1, Benno's Boy, $3.90. Number 5, Woody White Sox, $5. 3, Majaska, $5.50. 12, Flying By, $7.50. 11, De Grinch, $9. Number 8, Who Hit Who, is $9.50. 7, Didn't Even Kiss Me, $15. 14, Vision Attract, is $16. 10, Northern Axe, $17, along with 13, Security Code. And 2, Friends in Low Places, $19.
Really like Majaska here. Numbers in the last 3, 1, 11, and 5. It was 4th last time Majaska in an open handicap at Dubbo behind Epic Dam. Was only beaten 4.2 lengths. Really liked the way this horse hit the line. Obviously down in grade today, so going up a touch in weight. But I just think he's got his hoof right on the till and will take some stopping in this last event. 1, Benno's Boy, a very good winner last start at Wagga and found the line well that day. Has a soft draw and is holding his form nicely. Been around the mark all preparation and will be in the finish again, no doubt. At the 11, which is De Grinch, made good ground up from the tail at Warren last time against the pattern of the day. And 5, Willie White Sox, shooting for 4 straight wins. And the more they win, the better the price. That's what they say. And it's a bit of a similar situation with this fellow. His value again today, and winning form's good form. In this final event, we'll go 3, 1, 11, and 5.
Now, what's your standout there today, Mick? What do you really like?
I'm keen on 3 horses. We'll go back to race 3. I think 14 True Worth has certainly found a winnable race. Mm. Probably won't be any flash price. We go over to race 5, 1 Molasses. I think this fellow's well above average and can win second up today. And then in the last event, I just think Majaska's got a sense of timing about him. He looks well placed down in grade today. Race 8, number 3.
All right, terrific. And looks like a great day there today for the Cup.
Yeah, can't wait. I'll be trackside with Richard Haynes. And Disco Dave Carson's in town too. He was hosting the Calcutta night last night. He's still on holidays, but he loves getting down here to Forbes as well. Josh Fleming is here, Adam Crettenden. So, there's some superstars down here, brothers.
Terrific. Have a good day. Hope you find heaps of winners there, Mick.
Thanks, Sean.
Mick Wallace there at Forbes today for their Cup meet. It'll be a beauty as well. Now, it's 25 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
It's the New South Wales Racehorse Owners Association's flagship event.
Racing's Night of Champions 2017.
A night of glitz, glamour and fun.
And you're invited. Thursday, August 17 at the Royal Randwick Ballroom. Dinner, beverages and entertainment all included at $240 per person.
Be there when the winners are announced at the New South Wales Racing Industry's Night of Nights.
Book now at nswroa.com.au or call 9299 4299. If you love your harness racing, you can rely on Sky Sports Radio. Tuesdays on the Pace brings you all the latest news, interviews and tips. Listen live at 10:30 Tuesday mornings or download the On the Pace podcast from skysportsradio.com.au.
Racing.
Group Racing returns to Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
Hi Australia, Mike Joyce from the US Racing Television Network TVG here, and I know you've heard of Winx, but wait until you get a glimpse of US racing sensation Arrowgate.
And they're into the stretch, and it's the Breeders' Cup winner. It's Arrowgate in front, leading by 3 with an eighth of a mile to go. What a race! What a sport! What a horse! Arrowgate romps in the Pegasus!
Catch his final racing season on the track, right here, across the Sky Racing Network.
The Big Sports Breakfast.
Maroons coach Kevin Walters says Cameron Smith should achieve 400 games in the NRL.
Well, I think he can. Again, that depends on Cameron and how he's feeling. But yesterday, if you were to say, how old do you think Cameron Smith is? You'd probably say late 20s, I reckon. That's sort of the mentality that he brought into the game, the way he played. Let's not forget he brought an injury into that game as well. I mean, that's tough in itself. The speculation all week about whether he's going to play or not. I mean, he comes out and gets man of the match.
The Big Sports Breakfast, 5:30 weekdays on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, TAB and Volkswagen Amarok.
Can't choose between your favourite runners? Place a $3 mystery box trifecta on Trackside. And if your 3 runners finish first, second or third in any order, you win 50% of the trifecta dividend.
Visit your local TAB to play Trackside.
Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Get the Samsung Galaxy S8 for $72 a month with 4 gig data, ends August 31. Minimum cost $1,728 over 24 months. T's and C's apply, search Woolworths Mobile. Now, Artarmon and Pacific Highway, Mowbray Road, there's a truck breakdown. City bound lane 3 is taken out there at the moment. With the split Manly Road to Medusa Street, there's an oil spill. City bound Clyde, the M4 at James Bruce Drive, a truck breakdown. Eastbound direction there. Now, spring into spring early at Amber, save 20% off. Store wide on tiles, pavers, stone, and selected Super Saver indoor tile ranges at 30% off. And Sunday, I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
morning, Kristen Fard with your Sky Sports Radio news. Four-time Aussie Olympic gold medalist Betty Cuthbert has died at age 79 after a long battle with multiple sclerosis. The NRL is set to take as many as 5 premiership games to regional areas next year to boost the game in the country. There are reports that Manly coach Trent Barrett will sign a new 2-year contract extension. He has one season remaining on his current deal. Brisbane forward Joe Offahengawe has been charged with a grade 3 dangerous throw and could face up to a 5-match ban for his spear tackle on Gold Coast forward Max King. Meanwhile, Newcastle's Nathan Ross is feeling lucky despite fracturing his back in Saturday night's win over the Warriors. Last year's All Blacks bugging scandal will be heard in court today. It's alleged the All Blacks' own security boss, Adrian Gard, planted the listening device in the room himself. The Melbourne Rebels are adamant their future in Super Rugby is secure after owner Andrew Cox sold the franchise's license to the Victorian Rugby Union. An All-Sydney AFL Grand Final has taken a big step towards reality after GWS demolished Melbourne and the Swans beat Geelong on their home turf. And David Warne insists he can still be captain of Australia despite his strong stance in the bitter cricket pay dispute. To news now, 3 Marines who were missing after a US military aircraft crashed off the Queensland coast are unlikely to be found alive. The search has now become a recovery operation. And in a bizarre encounter, tourists are recovering from injuries when a whale slammed into a charter boat on the Whitsundays on the weekend. 2 people were knocked unconscious and others were left with broken bones. I'll be back with more news and sport at 11 o'clock on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhound.
And 10:30, Stuart Town of thedogs.com.au joins this morning, Stu.
Morning, Cozzy, and I'm delighted to report, as ever, we've got loads to get through on the show today. Welcome to another edition of Going Greyhound here on the Sky Sports Radio. I can tell you that blue is the colour on today's show because we're focusing on New South Wales today, although as ever we'll also spotlight a few of the big races and big action that's taking place across the country. But we're going to take a look at the New South Wales Sprint Championship coming up at Wentworth Park this Saturday. In particular as well, we'll hopefully be chatting to Christine Proctor, trainer of impressive qualifier Beckenstreet, in a moment or two. We're also going to look at 2 big races coming up in New South Wales this week, the Zoom Top Maiden at Goulburn and the Phil Davis Memorial at Richmond. We'll go into state as well, though. We'll hopefully catch up with South Australian trainer Cameron Butcher, who's been having a great run of success in recent times as well. And it'll be great to pick his brains on a couple of things as well. And in particular, looking at his greyhound On Fire, the aptly named On Fire, who's been going fantastic recently. But let's start in New South Wales. We had 3 heats of the New South Wales Sprint Championship at Wentworth Park on Saturday night, won by Prevail, El Magnifico and Beckenstreet, the fastest qualifier. Beckenstreet defeating a top draw field, including the likes of Mr. Twister. He's got 7 wins in 13 starts. And I'm delighted to say Beckenstreet's trainer, Christine Proctor, is with us now. Christine, thanks for joining us this morning. And, well, you must have been delighted with that run.
I was delighted, Stuart, yeah. I put him in... only because he's been showing great potential, and I was delighted with the run.
2 things stood out for me, Christine. First of all, beating a field of that quality, I think that speaks volumes for his improvement over these last couple of months. But you sound like you